Hello, I'm Edward Lempinen, senior writer at the AAAS Office of Public Programs. Patrick Clemens, who directs the AAAS R&D Budget and Policy Program, recently went to Capitol Hill to deliver an hour-long briefing on research and development plans in President Obama's proposed 2011 budget. The Congressional Research and Development Caucus invited AAAS to present the briefing, and I spoke with Patrick Clemens shortly afterward. He described how the proposed budget signals some significant shifts in the administration's research and development priorities. Most generally, you've analyzed the 2011 budget. I wonder if you can give me a snapshot. What is the major trends in the budget, and are there any big surprises?
Yeah. Well, the budget this year is pretty flat from last year, and that kind of wasn't a big surprise because of Obama's pledge during his State of the Union address to keep discretionary spending flat over the next 3 years. But within that flat research development budget, there's been a number of shifts in priorities. And so one big shift is from defense spending to non-defense spending in terms of R&D. Another big shift was from the development side of the innovation cycle to research. So instead of developing products based on research we already have, develop new ideas and promote discovery of new science.
I wonder if you can give me some other specific areas where there have been particular winners or programs that haven't fared so well. Energy, okay. Environment, maybe.
Sure. So if you look at the administration's priorities for research and development, they kind of fall into four categories. And the first one is health. And so with health, NIH got a healthy increase. In fact, the biggest increase since their budget doubled back in the late 90s and early 2000s. The second priority was security. And so in that, you saw the Department of Defense basic research component get a strong increase along with DARPA. Second is just basic research in general science. And so for that, you saw Department of Energy Office of Science and NIST all receive increases to continue their doubling up into 2017. And finally, there was this clean energy. And so DOE programs dealing with clean and renewable energy also saw increases as well.
Were there programs or offices outside of defense that didn't fare so well? I'm thinking of NASA especially.
Yeah, so NASA's an interesting story because there's a cancellation of the Constellation program that's received quite a bit of controversy in the press and on the Hill. But if you look in terms of R&D, because of the cancellation of the Constellation program, that freed up a lot of money to dedicate to new research development programs. So a lot of the programs that were canceled are being replaced by new technology programs and new development kind of things. So although the Constellation program, so although it's a big reorganization, in terms of R&D, it's actually a pretty strong increase for NASA as they would move from more of an operations and maintenance of the space shuttle program to researching new technologies to get us to the moon and Mars and beyond.
Do you have any sense of what the administration's rationale or goal is in doing that?
So a lot of changes are based on the report that just came out chaired by Norm Augustine with the National Academies. And the gist of the report was that NASA needs $3 billion next year to keep the Constellation program on track for landing on the moon by in the time frame that it laid out. And so there was already speculation that there would be major changes before the budget came out to make the Constellation program manageable and to have it reach its goals. I think it was kind of surprising that they canceled it, but there was definitely awareness that there was reorganization was on its way.
Do you think that you can look at this budget proposal and see in it a guide to President Obama's science and technology priorities?
Yeah, well, you know, the four listed before, I think I supported really well in terms of where the money is going, And if you look at speeches outside that don't necessarily even deal with research development, clean energy is one of his main priorities as a way to get the economy back on track. And and this administration is strongly dedicated to basic and applied research and innovation to help us create a new economy that's based on high-tech manufacturing and innovation and entrepreneurship. And so you see a lot of programs cropping up that help take these basic and applied research ideas and move them into industry. And so a lot of strong partnerships between, new partnerships between universities and industry to help get these ideas out into the economy and generating revenue.
The process, of course, is now that Congress has to consider the budget. Do you have any sense of how much President Obama's R&D proposals are likely to change in the months ahead?
It looks like the big controversy this year, as it moves through Congress, is going to be the NASA budget. Again, like we said, there's big changes there, and there's a lot of jobs at stake for a lot of congressmen's districts. The cancellation program already has contracts out, and so a lot of jobs will be lost. But then there's a strong opportunity for jobs elsewhere in the country. So there's going to be a pull between the representatives, whether these jobs stay where they are or whether there's going to be a chance for new jobs out there. And then the cuts with the defense budget. You know, the defense budget is very specific in general in comparison to the other agencies. They allocate programs on a much smaller dollar value and much more based on contracts. So anytime you cut the defense budget, a lot of these contracts have already been out or in the process of, and so there's individual interests at stake. And so whenever you make cuts in defense budget and programs get cut, they're usually fought for quite heavily in the committees because there's jobs tied to that as well. So
I want to ask you one other question. When you shift the balance in the Defense Department a little bit away from development and toward basic research, what's the impact of that in practical terms?
So the general idea is that the development phase of innovation is where you create a lot of jobs and do the manufacturing and you move into the manufacturing phase. Whereas the basic research end, you expect to see results in a 5 to 10 year time frame, because it takes a while for the basic research to be done, for the discovery to be understood, and then as that discovery moves into a way to apply it in some novel way, to create a new product. So in a sense, what you're doing is transitioning from money that might show immediate results now to things that would strengthen the economy in 5 to 10 years.
So it's sort of a future investment.
It is a future investment.
Okay, that's very helpful. Patrick Clemens, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.